that made you quiet. Yeah, Ben, you've taken my introduction, so that's great. I don't have to say that. So I'll jump straight in. This morning I'm going to be talking about why I am passionate about God's grace. In my life, there's been such a huge change in the last 4 or 5 years since I started understanding exactly what is the depth and the riches of the grace of God. So I'm going to tell you just a little snapshot of my life before I started understanding grace, so that I can then share some of what I've learned about grace and tell you how I live now. So, I was raised in a Christian family. I think I was probably about the age of 6 when I asked my dad to come and pray with me to become a Christian. And as real as that was, as authentic as I believe that was, things really kicked off at the age of 13. I was on a camp on the Isle of Wight, a Crusaders camp, and during one of the prayer meetings, I received the Holy Spirit. I got well and truly Toronto'd, for people that remember that. I was laughing for about 45 minutes and just filled with the most incredible joy that I remember feeling. It was fantastic. And at that point, a real hunger to know God. Not just as some abstract person out there, but as we've been singing, as the one who reigns in my heart. That I may know who God is, that I may know his personality, that I may know what pleases his heart. I really wanted to learn how to live the victorious Christian life that we hear so much about. So what I did is I started thinking, okay, well, if I'm going to do that, I need to do good and I need to stop sinning. Yeah? It's a simple formula. You know, God loves it when we do good things and he hates it when we sin, right? So I did it with as much force and as much gusto as I had. Trouble is, when I thought about, well, I better tell my friend about the gospel, there's this little bit of me that said, oh, no, I can't do that. No. When I started thinking, I should really help that person who's struggling over there, because I'm quite a shy person, naturally speaking. No. They'll be all right. They're fine. So when I tried to do good, I found that I just didn't have the courage or the will to do it. And as for sin, well, let's put it this way. When I was tempted to sin, it usually came from every angle. And if I didn't succumb to the temptation, I'd feel bad enough that I was tempted in the first place. I'd think, good grief, I'm a Christian. Surely I'm above temptation now. As only a 14-year-old can think. Bless them. But if I did succumb to the temptation, it'd be even worse because I'd fall into a deep depression. I'd take myself off into a corner, beg for God to show him to me again, and wonder why I was still feeling so cold. Oh, and by the way, if I did resist the temptation, at the same time as feeling bad, I'd also feel very proud. But then I'd realise that pride is a sin, and so I'd feel bad. And, you know, it just cycles and cycles. I can't do good. Can't do bad, and let's not even forget the surprise sins that you just do without even thinking. So what happened is around about the age of 18, 19, 20, I just got tired, I got burned out, and I just started to realize that I was never going to be good enough. And I bedded down in the hope that when it came to it, God would still accept me. But then, around about 2005, 2006, the Holy Spirit started speaking to my heart about grace. I'd always known that really my hope was in grace. I can remember at the age of 16 getting Philip Yancey's What's So Amazing About Grace. And as good a book as that is, it didn't do it for me. But I started listening to other preachers, so I started listening to Mark Driscoll in Seattle. I started listening to John Piper. I started listening to a guy called Rob Rufus in Hong Kong. This American guy called Andrew Womack. And they just started unpacking the unconditional love and grace of God. So these are some of the things that I've learned. Fundamentally, my main problem is that I was looking at myself. I started to rely, after coming to saving faith, I started to rely on my flesh, on my energy, on my ability to do good deeds and avoid sin.